This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, online at lirs.org. I'm Buzz Ulrich. Over the past several months, WLN Digest has covered many different Lutheran stories, bringing a broad range of topics to the forefront through our WLN Digest Minutes and the weekend program. All of these shows have been produced at Worldwide KFUO in St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States. Here are a few interesting story segments we've been able to showcase. From Germany, we've covered the Wittenberg Project.
Number one is we want to reach people locally, that is, in Germany with the gospel. Even though this is the place where the Reformation began, today only about 15 to 18% of the people who live in that area even profess to be Christian at all. And so we want to help bring the gospel back, and we can do that through the life and theology of Martin Luther, because they are interested in Luther as a historic figure important for the German nation. And we can leverage that to share the gospel and tell them what Luther was really about. Secondly, we want to use this place to help Lutherans worldwide and other Christians to understand more about their faith and to strengthen their faith, both for their Christian witness and for their own growth in faith.
We've learned about the growth of Lutheran churches in Africa with Dr. Al Culver.
You know, the Holy Spirit works when and where He pleases, and it pleases the Lord to work in Africa. I think if you also look at Africa, though, when people are faced with hardships and they realize that they may not be alive tomorrow or next week, they're looking for something to fill that void, and the message of the gospel and the work that Christ has done for us certainly is that. People in Africa don't have some of the same barriers we do in the United States or in Western Europe. They tend to believe the Bible at face value, and so they hear the gospel and faith is created, and many, many conversions happen. And Ethiopia, they're planting 500 congregations a year.
Martha Mitkos talked with WLN Digest about a disease that is still killing too many people in Africa and the efforts to combat malaria.
So we're providing them with not only access to medication and rapid testing kits and insecticide-treated bed nets, but we're also providing them, more importantly, the education as to what malaria is, how it's spread, and how they can protect their families for a minimal cost. And so for us, providing them with these insecticide-treated bed nets, it's the cheapest and most effective way at this time to prevent the spread of malaria.
There is a significant project underway at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a large library addition.
The library became a phased project because of the cost and because we wanted to be good stewards of the money that had been raised throughout Synod to fund the startup for it. And so we agreed that we would build out the entire infrastructure and enclose it with all of its heating and ventilating to protect our investment. And then of that new 45,000 square feet, build out the first 25,000 square feet for use, which we've moved into and have begun using over the last year, as we've also begun a campaign to take this to its end, to finish out the existing 20,000 square feet in the new, and then to go back and to renovate the 15,000 square feet of our historic building.
Among other subjects, World Lutheran News Digest and Worldwide KFUO will continue to focus upon is human trafficking.
With the LCMS, LIRS has created some educational materials, including a Bible study that helps groups or individuals think about trafficking from the biblical perspective and think about things they could do to make a difference, make a sort of personal resolution, just as the LCMS has made a convention resolution to combat human trafficking.
And we've opened up the world through our friends, such as Matthew Block from Lutheran Church Canada, who shared with us his journey to the Holy Land.
I think the most important thing that a trip to the Holy Land does for a Christian is to situate them historically and geographically when they're reading Scripture. For those of us in North America, biblical stories can really remain disconnected in our minds. We don't really see how they relate to the locations in which they take place. But when we visit the Holy Land, we see how those locations actually matter. The stories of our faith aren't just stories, they're facts. And they're not just spiritual truths, they happen in real places, places you can go and see and touch. They remind us that Christ has two natures. Yes, he's spiritual and he comes to us spiritually, but he comes to us physically. He physically walked and talked with people in places like Nazareth, Galilee, and Jerusalem, and being in those places remind us that he still comes to us physically in the sacraments.
World Lutheran News Digest will continue to bring the world of confessional Lutheranism to you through our live audio streams on Worldwide KFUO, our archived audio on our webpage, and in the St. Louis area on the radio waves. And you can help keep this effort together through your generous support. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, be sure to tune in to Worldwide KFUO for our annual Share-a-thon, where you can help support our efforts to bring the world a little closer together in a distinctly Lutheran manner. Thank you for supporting WLN Digest and Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.